Many questions still surround the death of Eric Garner, the Staten Island man whose arrest for allegedly selling loose cigarettes ended in a violent confrontation with police. WNYC's Robert Lewis has been looking at the NYPD's embrace of the broken windows theory, a belief that stopping small quality-of-life offenses can prevent bigger crimes. He finds it's not uncommon for low-level arrests to spiral dangerously out of control.
I did not sell nothing, because every time you see me, you want to harass me, you want to stop me, you want to sell cigarettes.
That's Eric Garner earlier this month on Staten Island.
I'm minding my business. Please just leave me alone. I told you the last time, please leave me alone.
A cell phone video shows the last minutes of his life before he died during an arrest for allegedly selling untaxed cigarettes. In the video, he tries to back away from officers who want to handcuff him, but five cops pounce. One puts an arm around Garner's neck.
Put your hand behind your back. I can't breathe.
It's unclear if Garner's death was the result of an illegal chokehold or a heart attack suffered during the arrest. The medical examiner is still looking into the cause. Some have portrayed the death as a freak incident, but a review of court records and arrest data, along with interviews of attorneys, law enforcement experts, and citizens, show that police stops for minor crimes often turn violent.
One thing you learn as a police officer is minor violations make people flip out sometimes in a way that robbery, domestic violence, and murder do not.
Eugene O'Donnell is a former New York City police officer who now teaches at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
People will take the tack that, what do you bother me for? Don't you have anything better to do?
The city's police union did not respond to an interview request, but Patrick Lynch, president of the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, did talk about the use of force in the Garner case in a video posted on the union's website.
We don't have a choice when there's a violation of law. We must place that person under arrest. This person made it clear that he was not going to go. The police officers only wanted to bring them to the ground, to place him under arrest, and bring him to the station house.
But cops bear some responsibility for arrests going bad, says Robin Steinberg. She's executive director of the Bronx Defenders, a public defender and social service organization.
When police officers are made to believe that their time is best spent aggressively thwarting, quote-unquote, disorderly behavior in a manner that they're normally going to pursue violent offenses, it really shouldn't come as a surprise that they're much more likely to escalate confrontations and overstep the bounds of their authority.
The NYPD says it has no data that would show how often its officers use force in arrests for low-level crimes. But court records hint at the scale of the issue. According to data from the state's Division of Criminal Justice Services, in New York City over the past decade, cops made 55,000 arrests where the top charge was resisting arrest. That means the minor misdemeanor or infraction cops originally pursued was less serious than what happened during the arrest. Again, Robin Steinberg.
I would say an overwhelming majority of the time when you see resisting arrest tacked on to a very low-level disorderly conduct charge or marijuana charge, what you will hear and come to learn is that there was some altercation that went on, and typically it is the person being arrested who shows some injury.
To be sure, people do resist arrest, and law enforcement experts say acting quickly and with force can actually keep a situation from getting out of hand. But the NYPD is intently focused on minor crimes. That means people can get beat up over small infractions. And in the worst cases, where they wind up in the hospital, they may even face felony charges for allegedly assaulting a police officer. Dietrich Epperson was a prosecutor in the Queens District Attorney's Office for 6 years.
The officer usually almost immediately knows there's going to be a problem. The suspect is basically asking for medical attention. They know, this victim's going to go down to the hospital, and we need to go into protection mode.
He says cops sometimes claim they've been assaulted to justify their own use of force. Every year, there are 1,300 cases in which the top charge is felony assault of cops or other public safety personnel. Such charges rarely hold up in court. Blaine Crossan found himself in that situation. 2 summers ago, he was driving in his Brooklyn neighborhood when cops pulled him over as part of the controversial stop-and-frisk policy.
They asked me, could they search me? And I said, no, you can't search me. They ransacked the car, searched me, got back in the van laughing.
A few minutes later, he saw the cops stopped at a light.
So I parked my car, and I knocked on the window of the van to ask for their badge numbers, and The one sitting in the passenger seat tells me my badge number is 321 F-U-C-K-U, son.
So Crossan walked around to the front of the van to look at the license plate, which is when the cops piled out. One officer went to arrest him for disorderly conduct, which police can charge when someone is blocking traffic. The cop tried to grab his arm.
I, like, pulled away, like, what are you doing? And they just started swinging. They just jumped on me.
And are you trying to fight back?
Nah, I'm letting them arrest me. If I would have fought back, they would have killed me out there. They would have killed me.
Crossan ended up needing staples in his head. He was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and assaulting a police officer. The charges were ultimately dismissed, and he's filed a lawsuit against the officers. The NYPD did not respond to an interview request. But in a press conference after Garner's death, Police Commissioner William Bratton said he will continue to aggressively pursue quality of life offenses.
There's no change in that focus at all. That's a key part of what we're doing. As recently as last couple of days, I've been receiving significant complaints, for example, in Central Park relative to the illegal bike renting activity.
But Bratton did say there could be other ways to handle people accused of such crimes.
If it requires arrest, fine. But if it only requires an admonition, move along, you can't do that. Well, I want to ensure our officers understand that they are given great powers of discretion.
Bratton says the department is reviewing its policies, and all officers in the NYPD will be retrained on the use of force. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.